Okay, William, good evening. And here it is, Daddy-O back again with a new set of stories, which is, well, one big story, but I'm going to cut it up over a couple of chapters. And this story is all about lemonade. Now, you're saying, what do you mean lemonade? I'm going to hear about how to make lemons into lemonade? No. This story is about lemonade, though. It's about the day that Bigfoot came out of the mountains, out of the glaciers, and visited Strongbones. And they both had a big drink of lemonade. And then they thought they'd go get another can of lemonade because they enjoyed it so much. And then they got into, oh, so much trouble. Oh, you could never believe it, in Mr. Tutty's store. And it has a, well, it has an unhappy ending for Strongbones, but a very happy ending for Bigfoot. But listen, I got to stop for a second. Now, this is the prologue, William. This is just the front end. I'm giving you some background. I haven't talked about Bigfoot. Bigfoot is a good friend of Strongbones. You know that Strongbones likes to wander around in the mountains. He likes to take hikes. He likes to go camping. He likes to go fishing. He likes to gather blueberries, all that other stuff. But he also has lots of friends. And I've told you about some of the bears. And I've told about the raccoons and other stories. But I haven't told you about Bigfoot. Now, Bigfoot is a Sasquatch. And the Sasquatch are people who don't like to mix with humans. They live in the high mountains. They live in glacier caves. They live very happily, mind you, and they live along the streams and places where humans don't go a lot because you have to walk far to get in. But they're there, and they are a very, very powerful little tribe of beings. And now, the Native Americans, Indians, who lived in the mountains, used to call them Saskats or Sasquatch. And they were a form of being that they met, and they were very respectful of. They thought of the Sasquatch as their elder brother. Some Indian tribes even thought the Sasquatch was sort of in and out of this world and another world, and so you could never find them because if you went looking, they would just step over into a door and into another world. But I can't verify this. I just read this in stories. So the Sasquatch were a very, very strong band, and one of the Sasquatch was a young male named Tlaloke. Now, Tlaloke, you say Tlaloke, but that's Sasquatch language. And Tlaloke became a great friend of Strongbones. Well, the first time he met Strongbones was up in the mountains, up near the Mount Shuxian glacial caves, and he got into the glacier caves, and he got lost. And he wandered. Now, this is a story I haven't told you. I know I have to tell you this one again. It'll come to me. But he was lost in the caves, and he was lost for a long time. And when you're lost in the ice caves, it's really hard because they're all ice. There's no water unless you chip it and melt it. And that's really hard to do unless you have something, a tool. And he was just exploring, but he couldn't find his way out. And so then he tried yelling for help, but there's nobody up in the glacier caves. And he yelled and yelled, and nobody heard him. And he finally thought, man, I'm never going to get out of here. I don't know what I'm going to do. But he was heard. And he was heard by Tlaloke, the Sasquatch. And Tlaloke said, that sounds like a human. That sounds like a human, and he's in the ice caves. Well, this was just where the Sasquatch lived. They knew all the caves. They knew how to get in, out, and they knew all the ins and turns. And so he went looking, and he looked, and he looked, and he heard Strongbones talking to himself, and he heard him muttering. And finally, just when Strongbones was ready to sit down and say, I've had it, I can't find my way out, he was going to give up. Can you believe that, Strongbones giving up? Well, he was only 10 after all, but he was just so desperate, and Tlaloke found him. And Strongbones was very scared at first because, well, Tlaloke being a Sasquatch, is kind of hairy, a lot of hair, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to see if he has clothes or not because he's so hairy, but he's human, but he's not human, if you know what I mean. But he found Strongbones, and by means of sign language, he told Strongbones to come with him, and he led him out of the glacial caves, and they got out to the woods, and Strongbones was so happy, because he was finally out of the ice caves. But it was just at sunset, just when the sun was going down. And Strongbones was cold, he was shivering, he was just ready to crawl into a blanket and go to sleep forever. And the Tlaloke said, and pulled him to his cave and introduced him to his family. and they fed Strong Bones, and they gave him water, and they gave him a place to sleep. And the next day, Strong Bones went away and went home. But forever and ever, he was the best friend with Teloke. Of course, Teloke is kind of hard to say, so Strong Bones nicknamed him Bigfoot. And everybody in town knew Bigfoot because Bigfoot had come to visit once or twice before. Now, you're going to ask me, did Strong Bones speak Sasquatch? Of course he spoke Sasquatch. He could speak bear, can he? But here's how we learned. Because every summer, the Sasquatch band would go from the mountains, the high mountains, the glacial mountains, north of Mount Shuxian, and they go west. And they travel during the night. They travel away from humans. No humans ever saw them because they were so quiet and silent. And they went out to the beach. And then they paddled on little canoes out to another island. And they'd spend the summer on this little island. And they'd pick mussels. And they'd pick gooey ducks, which are big clams. And they'd dry those. And they'd fish for salmon. And they'd fish for other fish. And they'd pick berries, 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 berries. And they'd pack them all up into baskets, dried, to bring them home for the winter. And they decided that they'd invite Strong Bones. So Strong Bones went with them one summer, and he spent the whole summer on the beach and had the best time ever. Oh my goodness. I'll have to tell you that in another story, but that's not part of this story. So that's how Bigfoot and Strong Bones got to know each other. They got to become the best of friends. Bigfoot had even learned, in some respect, he even learned how to speak English. And so when Bigfoot would come to Apple Knoll, he would be able to say, "Hello. How are you? It's a good day," right? And people would wave and say, "Hi, Bigfoot, hi, Bigfoot." So they weren't afraid of him anymore because they saw he was just another regular being. He was just a little hairier than any other human. So one day, Bigfoot was way up in the glaciers, and he said, "You know, it's a beautiful day. I haven't seen my friend Strong Bones in a long time. I think I'm going to go visit him." So he climbed out of his caves, and he walked down the path. He climbed off the glacier. He went down past the streams and the waterfalls and all through the woods. And he made his way to Apple Knoll so he could see Strong Bones and have a visit with his very best friend. And he came down and he came into the city and he saw Apple Knoll. And he walked down the street and people on the street said, "Oh, it's Bigfoot. Hi, Bigfoot. Hi, Bigfoot." And they all waved to him. And Bigfoot waved back, "Hi, how are you? Hello, how are you?" And he came up to Big Strong Bones' house, and there was Strong Bones on the front porch, just sitting there, sitting on his dad's rocking chair, rocking back and forth, drinking a glass of lemonade. He saw Bigfoot come down the street, and he said, "Oh my goodness, it's Bigfoot! Yay, it's Bigfoot!" And he jumped off of the porch, he went running down the street, and he gave him a big hug. "Hi, Bigfoot, how are you doing? Come on, come on, come on!" And he got Bigfoot up on the porch, and he sat him down, and Bigfoot said, "Hi, how are you?" And then he started speaking in Sasquatch, which I can't explain. He talked in Sasquatch. Strong Bones talked in Sasquatch. And Strong Bones said, wait, I'm not being polite. Here, have some lemonade." And he gave his glass of lemonade to Bigfoot. Well, Bigfoot, he'd walked for a while, and he was kind of thirsty, so he took that glass, and he just went, and drank it all down. Drank it. It was gone. And he looked at Strong Bones, and he looked at the glass of lemonade, and he said, "More? More?" Just like your sister Lauren says, "More? More?" And so Strong Bones said, yes, we can have some more lemonade. Come on in, we'll make it together." And that's what they did. So that's the start of the story. That's the start of the story about lemonade. And so next one, I will tell you what happened when they made the lemonade and when they drank the lemonade and then what happened afterwards. But this is just a prologue. I'm just giving you a little introduction. So you go to sleep. Sleep tight. Have a wonderful sleep. Give your mom and your dad a big hug. Know that I love you and your sister Lauren, and I will tell you the next part of the story when I do chapter 1. Lemonade Yummy. Okay? Love you, William. Bye-bye.